Okay, okay. You want a test?
Monday, September 7th, is Labor Day in the United States of America. It is the day on which the working people of America celebrate their democratic right to choose the work they wish, or the right to refuse to work if they wish. The foundation document of American freedom, the Declaration of Independence, gives these rights to Americans and to all who have come to America. Today, millions of people in Europe and Asia are living and working under the vicious and ruthless fascist system. For labor, this means the denial of all and any rights to the working people. Japanese and Nazi rule means the enslavement of labor, means the deportation of workers to any point the overlords may choose. And the workers have no choice in the matter. The United Nations are fighting to win the right for labor to enjoy the same benefits of democratic conditions in the industrial plants of every nation, as Americans enjoy in this land of free enterprise. It is fitting that we speak of the rights given to Americans under the Declaration of Independence. Here they are. Concerning life, the right to live without fear. Concerning liberty, the right to freedom under the law and the pursuit of happiness, part of which is the right to earn your living as you wish. But there are many other rights American labor takes pride in celebrating on Labor Day. Their right to bargain with the boss, and their right to confer with the government about labor laws. Their right to organize into unions or guilds as they themselves see fit. Their right to ask for and get better working conditions. Their right to ask for and get job security. And finally, their right to talk to the boss as equals, not as slaves begging for a favor. These are just a few of the privileges which American men and women workers celebrate on Labor Day. You can understand readily why this is one of the most important of all American holidays. Usually, all schools, shops, factories, and public buildings are closed, and working people take the day off. But this year, labor will celebrate quite differently. It will not take the day off, but will work. The two largest labor organizations in the United States are the American Federation of Labor and the Congress for Industrial Organization. These two bodies of workers have both decided to celebrate by turning out more of the tools of war, and all other labor organizations have agreed to do the same. So on Labor Day this year, American workers will celebrate by stepping up production. 55 million American workers will stay on the job because they want to stay on the job. And of these 55, 12.5 million will be definitely concerned with making the implements of war. They are the workers who are turning out thousands of machine guns every month, huge quantities of heavy cannon every month. They'll all be on the job. And the workers who are making thousands of planes, tanks, and shells every month, they'll all be on the job. And the workers in the American shipyards, more than 400,000 of them, will celebrate their rights on Labor Day by laying the keels and launching as well more and more ships to beat the Axis. The propagandists of Berlin and Tokyo are constantly talking about the disunity of our American people, trying to persuade their dupes that labor and management don't and can't get along together in this country. Here is the answer, right back in their teeth. No government official commanded labor to work on its greatest holiday. No Gestapo will snoop around American workers' homes on next Monday morning, forcing laborers to their jobs. No, American working men and women, of their own volition and with absolute freedom of choice, made up their own minds to work next Monday to beat the Axis. And the weapons of war which American workers make are not for American soldiers and sailors alone. These weapons go to every corner of the globe, wherever the United Nations do battle with the fascist armies. Some of the implements of war which America will turn out next Monday will do their work in Africa, some in Egypt, some in China, some in Russia, and all will carry this unspoken message to the workers of all the United Nations. I am the weapon the workers of the United States made on their national holiday. I am the weapon free men and women chose to make to help win freedom for all men and women who work wherever they may be. Since 1894, Labor Day has been a holiday. But this year it will, for the first time, be truly a Labor Day. And it will be every American's day. For until this war is won, every American is working at some job to aid in that victory which will be ours. This war has made it very clear that it isn't just the unions or any form of organized labor or any special part of the American people who are the workers in this struggle. It's all of us. In this democracy, we don't depend on the labor of any certain class. It's the labor of every last American in these United States. Freedom for all and an equal chance for everybody. Those are the things America stands for, and labor is American. And here is a message from the President of the United States. His words about the significance of Labor Day in America this year. He says,
"There has never been a Labor Day as significant as this one. In a great many countries, free labor has ceased to exist. A blackout of freedom has darkened Europe from the tip of Norway to the shores of the Aegean, and sturdy working men who once walked erect in the sun now stumble and cower beneath the lash of slave masters. The rights of free labor and free men have vanished in the conquered lands. They are threatened and besieged everywhere. This is indeed labor's grave hour, as it is the grave hour of the farmer, the industrialist, the teacher and the preacher, the aproned housewife, the smallest child in the cradle. All these are the beneficiaries and heirs of the democratic system, and it is democracy itself that the evil men of the West and the East hate and seek to destroy. Happily, our good right arm is strong and growing stronger. In our own country, in the countries of our brother allies, the people who live by the sweat of their brows have risen mightily to the challenge of the struggle. They have given their sons to the military services. They have stoked the furnaces and welded the tanks, riveted the ships and rolled the shells. Production of war materials is now the greatest in our history, but it is not yet enough. It will be greater still. This is an appropriate occasion to express my appreciation to the working people of the United States for the energy and devotion with which they have met the demands of the present crisis. They know what it is to work until muscles ache. They know what it means to be weary when the whistle blows at the end of the shift. They know, too, that democracy has made labor's advances possible. They know just what stake they have in America, just what they are fighting for. There are certain to be stormy days ahead. Laborers, farmers, industrialists, all of us are pledged to the war effort. We are certain to be asked for sacrifices. These may be sacrifices of wage increases, crop price increases, profit increases, bodily comforts. All this is little enough for men to sacrifice in a world in which freedom is imperiled."
This is the President's message to the workers of America on Labor Day. And it carries with it a mighty message to all the workers of all the United Nations. It pledges to them our continued and ever-increasing manufacture of the war tools with which to whip the Axis. It pledges to them our resources in food, in raw materials, our all, for the purpose of bringing into being a Labor Day of the future, which will be celebrated by free men and women workers in every nation of this world.